When Dallas City Hall was completed in 1977, it offered a bold contrast to the city's vertical skyline, a 45-story office tower set on its side. Its 34-degree angle, horizontal lines, and 560-foot length are enhanced by a 5-acre plaza out front. This plaza includes a reflecting pool with fountains and three polished bronze sculptures by Henry Moore that stand 15 feet high. Together, the $43 million building and plaza present a public space that's the home of municipal government and a civic space that serves as a park. Dallas City Hall was designed by the architectural firms Pei Cobb Freed & Partners of New York and Harper & Kemp of Dallas. The building contains 637,000 square feet of office space. 7 stories stand above ground, 2 below. It's constructed with reinforced, poured-in-place concrete, which begins in a liquid form, then sets solid as stone. That material pairs the tensile strength of reinforcing steel with the compressive strength of Portland cement and sand. When compressed, the concrete resists the load. Architect I.M. Pei used these qualities of concrete when he cantilevered the upper floors of the building over the lower ones. Each floor extends 9 feet beyond the one below. The top floor is 62 feet wider than the base. The angled design is both aesthetic and practical. It offers shelter from sun and rain. Inside, the 25,000 square foot atrium lobby widens as it climbs. The walls of this great court are washed by light that flows from enormous barrel-vaulted scoops 5 floors overhead. Dallas City Hall is like a sculpture cast in concrete, and a masterpiece of Texas architecture that fits a city with a world-class image.